You may think of stock photos as cheesy, the staged pose, the fake backgrounds, but charlatan Jennifer Daniels is trying to change that. Her business is ColorStock. It's a stock photo site that focuses on providing images of people of color. WFAE's Ana Lucia Murillo reports.
When you go to the ColorStock website, block letters ask, "Your customers are diverse. Why aren't your stock photos?" Daniels has been on both sides of this question. She worked doing PR for groups with diverse clients, like the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. When she looked for photos that she could use for the library's rebranding, she came up short.
I would have the hardest time finding stock photos.
Not because pictures of people of color weren't there, but because they didn't feel authentic. That's why last June, she left her job at the library and founded ColorStock. Now, Daniels regularly asks her customers,
"What do you think is missing from stock photography?" The answers are all varied, but at the end of every month, we can actually put them in buckets to say, "Oh, here's our senior bucket, here's our children in school bucket."
And then she passes those requests along to her 22 contracted photographers, who are ethnically diverse and live across the country. Daniels says that's on purpose. It makes it easier to capture authenticity. It's not just generic photos that Daniels' customers tell her are missing. She says they ask for specific stuff, like Hindu weddings in New York or interracial family reunions.
The way that people of color live in Charlotte is not the same way that people of color live in New York and in L.A. And so, for example, I don't think we probably ever would have gotten images from a Hindu wedding here in Charlotte.
Her goal is for her photos, which sell for between $10 and $25, to tell honest stories about the people in them. Like one photo of a young African-American girl who Daniels happens to know a lot about.
Yeah, she's on her laptop. That's my daughter, actually. That's my daughter.
In fact, Daniels often uses her family as her models.
And that was just a candid moment. She was at a coding class, and the space that she was in was interesting, and she was very, I could tell she was very focused on what she was doing. And I just pulled out my camera, and I just started taking some shots of her.
With a national push to bring more young people into tech and the rise of groups like Black Girls Code, Daniels says timely images like that one of her daughter are in high demand.
That's one of our highest selling images because, again, it's a part of a story, you know, just something that was maybe very intimate and personal in my space that was a part of a larger story that was just not being told visually. And so
her clients include a lot of startups, but also the YWCA, the Urban League of Central Carolinas, and the Institute for Women's Policy Research. But quality takes time, and her stock photos are no different.
Either my eyes or my chief products officer's eyes sees each photo that is submitted. So we, you know, and we do that probably to the detriment of scale.
But the most important thing to Daniels is that her photos be real. And real to her means everyone is represented. For WFAE News, I'm Ana Lucia Murillo in Charlotte.